Former President George Bush turned 80 yesterday, and today he jumped out of a plane with the Army's parachute team, the Golden Knights. A day of wonder, he said, certainly for the old guy. After a long delay, some concerns about the weather apparently, the old guy drifted down through fluffy white clouds to land right in front of his presidential library at Texas A&M in College Station. We drafted two men who work near the campus to look up and tell us what was coming down. Matt Brown works at Sweet Eugene, a coffee shop on George Bush Drive. Gene Smith manages Little Caesar's Pizza on South Texas Avenue, a little closer to the action. Gene was the first to spot the plane.
Don't see any planes. I see a buzzard.
A buzzard?
There's a plane directly overhead.
Gene, you see a plane?
Yes, I do. It's directly above me.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of in a wide circle. There is a sliver of a moon, and he's just passing by that sliver of the moon. Sun's really glistening off that plane, right on the edge of a big cloud, but otherwise pretty open area.
Okay, they do think, the people that we talked to at the press office at the library say they think it's the next few minutes.
He should be, okay, there's the plane. He's headed directly to the west, going through the clouds.
Okay, well, keep your eyes peeled for presidents falling through the clouds.
Plane's going behind the clouds again.
No, they just keep playing with us here.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of weather are you having?
In this part of the state, we really only have two seasons, hail and mud.
And you're looking at right now?
We've been having a lot of mud lately. I think today's the first day in about 2 weeks that we haven't had any rain at all yet.
Well, once again, they're telling us that it's just a couple minutes.
Okay. I hear
them too.
Can hear it, but you can't see it?
That's correct. Unless that motor noise is coming from that big buzzard up there. Actually, there are two buzzards. I see a flare coming down through the clouds. It's coming down through the clouds. I see a person. I don't see a chute yet.
No. Yeah.
It's going straight down.
Yeah, that's him. I don't see it. It's too much cloud cover. Oh, wait a minute. I do, too, see him.
Yeah, I see it. He's coming
fast.
Pretty high up. Okay, it's changing color. They're getting a little pink smoke out of that flare.
Yep, no shoot. It's going down fast.
No shoot yet. Okay, I see a second one.
Okay.
There's a chute. Chute's open.
Yep, I see it.
You can see the chute open?
There's four chutes. And they're making tight little circles. One of them has drifted off into the clouds. There's one coming down that's it's going really slow, and it's now out of my view.
Whoever this is, we can see in the picture that they're waving.
It's him.
And I guess they're just going to give him the longest flight they can. Here he comes.
Okay.
Boom. Sort of lands ignominiously on his backside, but he landed apparently safely. President Bush on his 80th birthday. Well, so any of you guys want to send a message on the radio to the president, former president?
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Congratulations on the jump.
Thank you both so much for helping us out today.
Sure.
Well,
my pleasure.
Thank you for having us.